We have heard from a number of you, including this week, our students from the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege is the teacher over there, and here is their report.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of February 26th. My name is Ryan, and I am your phonologist this week. We had some new snow after a period of no snow. There was also a downpour of rain, and then it froze, making things pretty icy. The temperatures plummeted, and we had -3 degrees on Friday morning when we woke up. Since the fall, we had snow alternating and melting temperatures and conditions. And then things froze up again. There are several crusts in our snow layers. Patches of grass are now showing, suggesting that spring is near. Under spruce trees, there is now grass instead of snow. Deer are moving around and finding that grass to nibble on. Many students reported small herds of deer being seen. On March 2nd, someone hit a deer on Highway 61. The deer was in the road and the damaged car was sitting there. Deer visit Janie's compost to eat the vegetables thrown in it. Two eagles and a hawk were seen by Hadley while they were eating a deer carcass on McQuaid Road on the 2nd of March. The male and female cardinal are visiting Amelia's bird feeder. Sebastian reports that the spring songs of a chickadee is heard now. Large flocks of starlings have returned to areas where livestock live. Mary heard coyotes at 8:30 p.m. on March 1st. A fisher was seen as it ran across the road on the 28th, looking somewhere between a fox and an otter, had dark fur, a long body, and a somewhat fluffy tail. It is rare to see a fisher and a welcome sight as they feed on red squirrels, which are a problem for many rural residents. The fuzzy white buds of willows began to emerge during our break last week. Watch for signs of tree and shrub awakening in your neighborhood. Near UMD, residents are hanging maple sap buckets on their maple trees in the yard. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Ryan. Lots of great information in there. Cardinals, chickadees, coyotes, a fisher, and pussy willows coming out in the North Shore area. Pussy willows are out around here, too, if you're interested in those things. There are several to be observed.